Extreme weather is on the rise and Canada doesn't have a plan to protect family pets. The National Adaptation Strategy overlooks the security of family pets, leaving them vulnerable and alone during instances of evacuation, according to a news release. Ensuring the safety of our pets amidst increasing climate-related disasters is paramount, said Christine Carrière, president of Pets Canada. Including pets in the National Adaptation Strategy is not just a matter of compassion, it's smart planning. The emotional burden of leaving a pet behind can hinder evacuation efforts and put further strain on emergency resources. The National Adaptation Strategy aims to make communities safe, secure, and more resilient in this time of change by managing the risks to our health, well-being, and livelihoods. It provides resources to communities experiencing crises as a result of extreme weather. As Canada approaches its wildfire and flood season, Canadians should not have to choose between their safety and the lives of their pets. Currently, communities are faced with the financial and logistical burden of saving their pets in times of crisis. During evacuation, limited resources are available, forcing pet families to choose between their pets or an exorbitant cost to save them, says the release. Pets are considered members of the family for folks across the country, and it is our collective responsibility to protect them in times of crisis, said Craig Brummel, chairman of the board, Pets Canada. The National Adaptation Strategy should consider the safety and security of whole families, ensuring no Canadian has to leave a pet behind during evacuation. Natural disasters like floods, wildfires, and extreme weather events are becoming more prevalent due to climate change, requiring us to adapt and implement measures to make our communities more resilient. Pets Canada urges the federal government to protect pets by including them in the National Adaptation Strategy with funding for their emergency evacuations.